out, how does that affect your ability to call plays and play quarterback?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just you need to communicate a lot. You know, you need to over-communicate. You need to work on hand signals, you know, both with the O-linemen, with the receivers. You know, you got to work through a lot of those things. But those are things we've done already. You know, we've done those in Chicago. We've done those in Washington. Obviously, it'll be louder. But at the same time, as long as you kind of have that kind of already set in stone, I don't think it should be too big of an effect. You know, we got to be ready for it, that's for sure. But, yeah.
Without having played there in that stadium, from what you've heard and seen on TV and stuff, I mean, it seems like they have such a it's almost like they have games won sometimes before the team even hits the field, that mental edge. How do you combat that as a team and just kind of go in there with the confidence that you need?
Yeah, like you just said, you know, you just go in there confidently. You don't worry about the extra outside noise, you know, and all those things. You just go in there and play ball, you know, and that's the biggest thing. You can't worry about the circumstances. You know, it might be raining, it might be cold, it might be loud. You know, you don't worry about those things. You just go take care of business.
Carson, you guys are playing really well at home, but especially the last three games on the road, you guys have built a hole early, slow start. Doug Peterson said maybe on the road early on guys press and want to do too much instead of just calming down, doing the job. What do you think are the issues and how do you clean it up?
I think it's really hard to say. You know, I think every week is kind of different. Some weeks it's penalties, some weeks it's turnover, some weeks we just start off slow. You know, I think it's kind of a week-by-week thing. Obviously, at home we have been very hot, and, you know, we've come out firing most of these games as well. But I think the biggest thing is that we finished last week. You know, we finished late in the game, and that's something we're definitely going to build on. So as far as the early in-game struggles on the road, I think they're all kind of week-by-week, but hopefully we're getting over that hump.
Fast.
You know, they're fast. They fly around. You know, obviously Richard Sherman is a great lockdown corner. Earl Thomas, you know, that guy can cover ground. If any of you want to go watch tape, it's impressive. You know, he covers some ground. Chancellor down there in the box, you know, he does some really good things. And they just got just a combination of a lot of good guys that can make plays. So we got to be really sharp.
What's the importance of, I don't want to call them safety downs, but your tight ends, the backs out of the backfield, slot receivers, not the outside guys, but the middle.
Well, it's huge. You know, I think especially with a guy like Zach Ertz and Sproles, you know, Jordan Matthews work in the middle. He works outside. You know, he's a little bit everywhere. But with Ertz with a big body like that and then Sproles, you know, they just create mismatches. I think that's the biggest thing is they create mismatches. They're tough to cover and, you know, they can make plays with the ball in their hands.
Russell Wilson's a quarterback who won a Super Bowl. How much have you watched his game in the years, if at all?
Yeah, you know, I've actually been a big fan of his since I was younger. You know, he was NC State guy, and I was an NC State fan as a kid, so watched him and followed him for a while. You know, been a big fan of his and a lot of respect for him, you know, with the way he came into the league right away and kind of took it by storm as a late pick. It was impressive, you know, and I've got a lot of respect for him, and I'm looking forward to going up against him.
Any elements of his game that you can implement into?
I think, you know, he's really calm back there. You know, he's got really calm feet and just very very poised. You know, I think it's impressive the way he's really poised. You know, he still scrambles and makes plays and improvises, which are things I think a lot of quarterbacks respect. But at the same time, he never looks rattled. You know, he always just looks very poised with it.
You mentioned secondary. What have you seen from their front seven?
They do a really good job. You know, they're very aggressive. You know, those linebackers do a great job. You know, those linebackers fill gaps. They fly around. You know, this whole defense is impressive, you know, without a doubt. They play fast. You know, they're very similar schematically to Atlanta, but they fly around. They're a little more aggressive. They do a little bit more, but like I said, they fly around.
Is there an advantage for facing a similar type defense 2 weeks
in a row? Possibly. You know, like, there's a lot of carryover as far as how we're seeing things. You know, from protection standpoint, from route concepts, a lot of the carryover in that regard from a play calling standpoint. But at the same time, they still kind of play things differently. So you still got to go in and watch the tape and learn.
Carroll kind of gave Russell the green light right from his rookie season, Carson, as far as running. I mean, he had 94 carries, 30 rushing first downs his first year. They seem to be a little bit more careful here with you. I mean, right now you've got 6 rushing first downs. How much of that is by design? How much is you wanting to preferring to look downfield and not take?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. You know, a lot of it is, for me personally, like, I want to be a passer first. You know, I want to throw first. When the pocket breaks down, you know, I might try and improvise, but I'm still trying to throw. I think Russell's also a little faster than I am, so I'm not going to be around the bush about that one. But I think it's kind of just the personality that I have. And so I don't think it's so much the play calling as much as just the type of players we are.
Zach's had two pretty productive games in a row here. He touched on this after the game, but during that stretch where he came off the injury, he wasn't getting the ball a lot. He talked about how you guys kind of worked through that and were communicating all the time, practicing extra. What was that process like between the two of you? And were you confident it was gonna happen?
Yeah, we were very confident in him. You know, the second he came back, obviously against Cleveland right away. You know, I thought he had a pretty good game. Got him some touches, and then he got hurt, like you said, and we just had to work through some things. You know, obviously I hadn't got a ton of work, you know, before that, you know, with the ones and everything. So we just had to work through some things, and a lot of it was just kind of the way the teams are playing us as well. So I didn't want to put too much stock into it, really, but we've definitely worked through that, and we've been on the same page the last couple of weeks.
The fourth quarter comeback the way you did against Atlanta, a very good team, does it give you a little more confidence for the entire team this week going into a game like Seattle?
I think it gives us confidence for the rest of the season. You know, we've always been a confident team. You know, we always believe that we can get the job done no matter the circumstances. Granted, the four losses, we didn't get the job done. So it was good for us to all just kind of show that we can do it, you know, and to kind of get over that hump like I talked about on Sunday after the game. But, yes, it definitely gives us confidence going forward that, you know, we can finish ball games and we are a good football team.
Cam Chancellor, real quick. He missed a stretch of games and comes back, makes a huge impact on Sunday. What do you see from that defense with him off the field when you look at film, and then the defense with him particularly on him?
I think the biggest thing is just his physical presence. You know, I mean, down in the box, I mean, that guy's as hard-hitting safety as there is, you know, and I think he just kind of brings a little more attitude, brings a little more physical presence in there. That definitely can shows up.
How did you become an NC State fan?
I was actually born in Raleigh, North Carolina. My family lived there. I moved there, moved away to North Dakota when I was just about four. So my family and I were all just kind of grew up Wolfpack fans.
Wait, so you were a fan when you were three?
Oh, yeah.
It seems like a simple question. In terms of winning on the road, what's it going to take to be there with the win?
You know, I think for us, I think we established the run game early last week. You know, I think that was huge for us, you know, to get the big boys up front going like that, to get Ryan going again. I think it's going to take an effort like that. You know, I think we're going to have to win in the trenches again and be sharp in the passing game, take what's there, be smart. You know, we got to protect the football. You know, we got to limit our penalties. I think we still had too many last game that we got to clean up. But, you know, we just got to play a very sound football game.
So given that this is a trip that comes around every couple of years going to Seattle and the Russell Wilson, how excited are you for this trip personally?
I mean, personally, I'm excited for every ball game. You know, I'm excited to travel. Obviously, going to Seattle, it's a new place I haven't been to. But, you know, you hear a lot about the Seahawks team and the stadium. So I think it will be a fun one. It'll be a fun atmosphere. It'll be loud, but I think we're all pretty excited about it.
You mentioned Dan Quinn in Atlanta, obviously came from Seattle, so they're very, very similar. What are the main differences? What is Seattle able to do that Atlanta can?
Yeah, I think they just have guys that have played in the system longer. You know, I think they understand it a little better. They mix it up a little more, and they're just more aggressive with it. You know, I think you had a lot of young guys with Atlanta's defense that, you know, were – just played a lot of softer coverage, you know, we're more tentative, so to speak, just as far as in the passing game. And these guys are just a little more aggressive, and they fly around a little faster.
As you put on film of their last few games, it's Tom Brady and Drew Brees. As you watch that film, what jumps out about those guys against this defense?
I think it's the biggest thing is just that I kind of keep hitting on is you just take what they give you. You know, you don't force things, you know, because they're a big play defense, you know. They still get their turnovers and things, but you just got to take what they give you and be smart with the football and protect the ball, because even those guys, you know, they turn it over against them because they fly around, so you just got to be smart. Thanks, everybody.